The Ramban writes in his Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, Od yesh biyadeno kabbalah shel emes, ki kol haTorah kulo shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a tradition that all the names that the Sefer, our Sefer Torah, it's all shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally, and we separated and made it into words we understand. If we had the code, we'd be able to see Shmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he says, when they say, Sefer Torah Shatobo Ba'os Achas, a Sefer Torah that is missing one letter, either B'mali or B'chas, or as one too many, or missing one, Pasol. Ki Zeh Inyan Yechayev is an Lipso Sefer Torah. That's what the Ramban writes. And the Marsha on the Gemara in Brachas of Chafalof Amin Aleph seems to also say similar. On the Gemara, Minayin Lebiarchas HaTorah Lufaneh Amin HaTorah. To the Torah, you know, it says, Kishayim Hashem Ekra HaVagalo, okay, you know? He says, Kishayim Hashem Ekra Dahainu Shani Korei BaTorah. When I read from the Torah, Shi Kula Shmo Sho HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shakol HaTorah Be'osi Yosehi Shmo Sof Sho. The Marsha seems to say similar like the Ramban, that the Sefer Torah is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are others that say as well. So that's the Ramban Shita. However, the Minchas Chinuch seems to disagree with the opinion of the Ramban, that Os Achas is pasul, because we'll see the Minchas Chinuch raises the following question. He says, why don't we bizman hazeh, those who are meticulous in keeping the mitzvahs, most people don't write a Sefer Torah. And there's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Number 613 is a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. So how come most people don't write it? So the Shagas Arya answers, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that the rabbis were looking to find the middle letter in the Torah. But they couldn't find it because they don't know Bikian. We're not Bikiyam today. We don't know if our Sifrei Torah missing a letter there, a letter there. So therefore, the assumption of the Sagrish Aye is therefore you can't fulfill. We no longer have the mitzvah of Ksiva Seva Torah. I'm not going to say since the Apostle, but at least since you can't do it Behidr, you can't do it in the most pure way, an ideal way. So therefore, the Sagrish Aye says, there's no mitzvah bizman hazeh of ksivas sefer Torah. Others point out that they disagree. The Minchas Chinuch disagrees and says, what do you mean? All a sefer Torah pasul? How could that be? Elo vaden, it must mean, no, it depends on what. And my name is Aaron. So how do you spell Aaron? Do you spell Aaron with a vav or without a vav? So he says, there's no nafkamina. Who cares? It doesn't change anything. So that we don't have a mesorah on. But whether when you're sprinkling the dam, it goes on one quarter of the mizbeach or four karnas or karnos with the vav, that makes a tremendous difference. So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, of course we have a kabbalah. We have a kabbalah on the words that make a difference. It's only on the words that don't make a difference. Therefore, that wouldn't be a good reason. That's the Shagas Aryeh's reason that we're not Bikiyam Bechaseres V'Yitzeres. According to the Minchas Chinuch, that wouldn't necessarily be problematic because we're saying we do have a Mesorah. Others point out a different answer that may be because it costs too much money. It's very expensive to write it, say, for Torah or to have someone write it for you. And Chazal tell us you only have to spend 1/5 of your Nechasim. You only have to spend 20% of your possession. So perhaps for many people, a Sefer Torah is costs more money than a fifth of their possessions, and therefore they'd be putter. Or I think there's a Rav Yosef Engel who writes, when he discusses a whole long shtickle on it, I think he's discussing with his mechutin, the Kutzker, because the Kutzker is very strong about people who we are in the head to Mechira, and he thinks they're working on the field on Shabbos, Shemitah compared to Shabbos, or Mechali Shabbos with Ahesia. Yosef Engel said, no such source, it's not true. And then in his article, he goes to show that perhaps you don't even, he says the Heta Mechira is one thing, but perhaps even if you didn't do the Heta Mechira, he suggests that maybe since Bizman Azeh, most assume Shemitah is Durabanan, and perhaps, you know, we have those Shitas, because we know Yovel doesn't apply, so perhaps some will even say it's the Min HaChasidus, but we assume Shemitah is Durabanan. So the Gemara tells us to not violate a biblical prohibition, to, in order, if a positive commandment costs 1 in 20%, you're exempt. If it's a negative commandment, then you have to give up kol hon reis, you got to give up everything. However, Rav Yosef Engel raises, but maybe on a drabanan, Shemitah is only drabanan. A drabanan can't be stricter than a daraisa. And therefore, he wants to say maybe since the people would go broke, they wouldn't be obligated to even keep the Shemitah. So either way, that's what the Shagash Aye suggests regarding, that's what some suggest regarding, it's too expensive. Others don't like that answer because that's only true on Sukkah or Lulav, Shofar. We're talking about an annual one-time mitzvah. So that year you have your rest of your life to fulfill Dalad Minim. This year you can't. But when it comes to one-time mitzvahs, if I'm going to say you're putter, then you'll never do them. So perhaps the exemption of a fifth of your nechasim doesn't apply if we're talking about the rabbanans here. Or they're saying in this case, if it's a one-time mitzvah, so then you're not exempt. But if it's an annual mitzvah, so not doing it 1 year, that's where it comes in. Those are different possibilities suggested, either because we're not bekiyam mechaseres v'yeseros, so there's no mitzvah of Sefer Torah. Perhaps it's too expensive. And there's another famous answer of the Rush, that the whole purpose, Kisvah Sadorah Zosvalamda, the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to learn from it. So back in the day, you used to learn in Shul, take out the Sefer Torah. But now we have Svarim, library books or other books we have, so therefore the mitzvah is writing your own books, buying books. And therefore, the mitzvah no longer applies. It's a discussion whether he's saying, in addition to writing a Sefer Torah, you have to write books, or it just means books takes the place. Either way, he's clearly saying the mitzvah has changed. So we have a third opinion of the Rush. So either we say we're not bekiyam b'chaseros v'yeseros, it's too expensive, or because of we do it, the mitzvah has changed to Svarim. So where do we see the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Minchas Chinuch? Because the Ramban writes, any letters that's missing, it Shmoso Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Pasul to Sefer Torah. The Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's only, if it's Aaron, it wouldn't change its meaning and it wouldn't be a problem. So the Ramban goes with Shmoso Shaw Kadosh Baruch Hu for missing any letter, but according to the Birchas Chidach, so the purpose is to learn from it, like the Rush. So therefore, as long as it doesn't change the meaning, whether Aaron has a vav or not, I get my mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. In fact, we have a similar machlokas regarding what kind of mistake, how big does the mistake have to be that the Baal Kore makes, that the Baal Kore makes, that I have to correct him. So once you miss the first mistake, so therefore you're already relying on the opinion that say it's okay. So what are the opinions? So you have the most machmir is Rav Chaim and the Rambam. Afilu diktuk osakas, even the trup, if you get the tune wrong. So with that's right, briskers, they have people who about professional bar koreis already know it. I'm not sure, I guess they don't do bar mitzvah boys. But be it what it may, afilu diktuk achas. On the other hand, we have the Sefer HaManig, who says, it's wrong, since we don't want to embarrass someone, we know how bad Busha is, or as long as it's not a apikoris change, like instead of saying Hashem Echad, the Torah says Hashem Achir, or he says Hashem Achir, so then you wouldn't have to correct him, and we pass normally, as long as it doesn't change the meaning of the words. That seems to be the halacha by correcting about Kore, but as well, that seems to be the machlokas of the Minchas Chinuch and the Ramban. But as long as it doesn't change the meaning of the word, so according to the Ramban, the Sefer Torah is still pasul, but according to the Minchas Chinuch, it should be okay.